Russian government hacked your email?
Yes, that's what I believe. And I think we have been informed by law enforcement sources that they're conducting this investigation as part of the broader investigation, that they've taken the unprecedented step of the Director of National Intelligence and the Director of Homeland Security have said are at their root Russian hacks. So, you know,
all the transcripts
is acting as a and look, if this was about transparency, they put them all out. So they're dribbling them out because they want Donald, because the Russians are intervening in this election on behalf of Donald Trump, because Donald Trump has been someone who has basically taken every position that Vladimir Putin has, as opposed to the bipartisan group of on both sides of the aisle, of people who have thought what's in the issues of the United States.
Have you seen any evidence?
Marco Rubio, even this morning, said that he wouldn't condone it, participate in it, because he knows what's up. This is the Russians trying to interfere in our election.
Have any of the emails or transcripts that have been released been doctored, or are they accurate?
Well, I'm only going to say this, Ruth. When this first came out, it came out with a lie from Julian Assange, which was that, you know, when he first released these, that I was a co-owner of the Podesta Group, which is factually completely untrue. So, you know, what is false, what is accurate, you know, we're not going to get into
it. Are the transcripts of the speeches before Goldman Sachs, are they accurate?
Look, I think what I would say to that, Wolf, is we're not going to get into that, but what I would say is that she has said to people on Wall Street before the 2008 election, during the crisis, and during these speeches, that they need to be held accountable. They cannot be allowed to let Wall Street wreck Main Street again. She's put out the most aggressive Wall Street plan of any candidate. What does Donald Trump want to do? Repeal Dodd-Frank. She's been forward-leaning and saying that she will regulate and be tough on Wall Street. And
she says, according to these transcripts, you need one position in public for the American people, but you need another private position.
No, I think that, you know, in the context of this, what she has said to them was they were playing with fire in the mortgage market with the credit default swaps, that they should get a fairer tax code by eliciting getting rid of carried interest, that Dodd-Frank was going to be enforced, and that she's gone further than that in this campaign. So I think she's been, even though she represented New York, she's been tough on Wall Street. She'll continue to be tough on Wall Street. And I think that's what her speeches have indicated. And if you look at the commentary, people are kind of surprised when they look at the whole basket to find that the reformers are kind of pleased and the people on Wall Street are kind of nervous.
In one of the emails,
there's a reason for that. It's because she's going to be tough on Wall Street.
I know you got to run, but very, very, very quickly, in one of the emails you called Bernie Sanders a doofus. Did you?
I have great respect for Bernie Sanders. There was a moment where he opposed the Paris deal where, you know, without confirming the accuracy of the email, I was frustrated with him. But he and I have a very good relationship, a lot of rapport. I've worked for Pat Leahy, the other senator from Vermont, and I've had a very good relationship with Senator Sanders, and I have a great affection for him. But I do think when he criticized the Paris Agreement, I didn't think he was taking the right position. I'm very proud of President Obama for delivering such an important climate agreement.
I'll take that as a yes.
I'll take that as a statement that I have great admiration for Senator Sanders.
Some of the other words you use to characterize
others. Look, there are even members of the CNN.
I know, we know.
Who might read some of, you know, you say things.
Got to be careful with your
say things
man.
In private
right.
that you regret, but, you know, I have great affection and great admiration for Senator Sanders.